From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens was in Kansas City to sign a bill that creates four adult high schools around the state. A yet-to-be-named nonprofit would operate the schools to help Missourians over 21 get a high school diploma and job training.
We've got a big need in the state of Missouri with 500,000 people who've never had an opportunity to go back and complete their high school diploma. So we're going to start, we're going to get this right and build on this program to meet the needs of people across Missouri.
While many of those 500,000 people live in the area, none of the schools are scheduled to be built around Kansas City. No state education money will be spent on these schools or students. The bill signed yesterday calls for federal job training money and welfare block grant funds to pay for the project. Missouri residents are questioning U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill during town halls. More than 100 people attended a town hall yesterday evening in Ashland. A majority of the people in attendance were supporters who applauded her efforts. Other Republican colleagues have been met with criticism at town halls in the past few months in response to President Donald Trump's early agenda. Several opponents with the Missouri Republican Party held signs criticizing her for saying that she'd never received a call from or spoken to the Russian ambassador. Many questions centered on former President Barack Obama's health care law and current Republican efforts to repeal and replace it. McCaskill doesn't support the latest version of the proposed replacement. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens made a rare stop in Kansas City yesterday to sign four bills. As Sam Zeff reports, he also defended his veto of bond money that was going to be used to build a new downtown UMKC conservatory.
Greitens' veto message last week was harsh, saying the project was for dancers and art students, and he was ready to fight lawmakers over the $47 million bond issue. Yesterday, though, he said he likes the arts and was proud UMKC has said it will fund the entire $96 million project on its own.
And I think that's a win for Kansas City, and I also think it's a win for taxpayers in the state of Missouri.
The UMKC Conservatory bill passed the General Assembly with a wide margin, and lawmakers have a chance to override Greitens's veto in September. I'm Sam Zeff.
A Missouri-based nursing home operator has agreed to pay $8.3 million to settle claims that it and its affiliates provided unnecessary therapy to residents and billed Medicare. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the deal announced yesterday resolves claims involving Question Therapy by Reliant Care Group of the St. Louis suburb of Maryland Heights from January 2008 to April 2014. As part of the settlement with the federal government, Reliant denied submitting false claims. The company says it cooperated in the investigation and that it, quote, is very satisfied with the result. Reliant must pay $2.8 million within 5 days and the rest with interest within 3 years. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.